We're doing the laws of Shabbos. We're up to the 61st chapter of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mekol Chaim. And we're holding by Kabbalah Shabbos. Now, the following scenario is fairly common. I hope you guys aren't among the people who encounter it, but many people encounter this every week, and many people encounter it many weeks, the same people. And that is that a person comes to shul, and the congregation is already in Kabbalah Shabbos. They're already singing Lecha Dodi. They're singing Kabbalah Shabbos, and he hasn't yet davened Mincha. He walks in straightening his tie, and he looks up, and they're somehow they're holding by Kabbalah Shabbos. So he may not daven Mincha in that shul, because they've already accepted Shabbos. So he can't stand there and pray the Mincha prayer of a weekday when everyone else is praying the Shabbos prayer. He has to go outside the shul, and there he can pray his Mincha. Now, let's say he walks in, and the Chazan is singing so beautifully that he's taken away with their prayer, and he accepts Shabbos, and he prays the Shabbos prayer with them, and he figures, during the Rabbi's speech, after Lecha Dodi, before Ma'ariv, I'll daven my Mincha. So if he already accepted Shabbos, he can't daven Mincha anymore. He can't daven the weekday prayer. Even though he sees the sun out there, and technically it's still the weekday, it's not yet Shabbos. But once he accepted Shabbos in his mind, in his speech, so he can no longer daven Mincha. What he'll have to do is daven Ma'ariv twice, the Shabbos Ma'ariv twice. Now what happens if he's a... What?
The whole thing?
No, just the Shmon Esrei. What the first Shmon Esrei is the Ma'ariv Shmon Esrei, and then he says it a second time as a replacement for the Mincha he missed. Now what happens if he shows up to shul and he's late, but not that late? So he starts davening Mincha, and he knows full well that he's not going to finish Mincha before they start davening the Shabbos prayer, because he showed up late. That's okay, being that he began at a time where the congregation has not yet accepted Shabbos. That's okay if they accept Shabbos while he's still davening Mincha. That's okay.
How do you know that you accepted Shabbos? Like, is it Lecha Dodi or just in the
month? Excellent. So technically, in ancient times, everyone would accept Shabbos when they began Kabbalah Shabbos, when they'd say the Lechu Niraneno, right? Today, so people, like you just said, when do I accept Shabbos? So some want to say when you say Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos. How many songs do we sing before Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos? How many psalms are there? You have a certain number of psalms, then Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos, then Lecha Dodi. So how many psalms are there before? No, Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos is after Lecha Dodi. How many psalms are there from the beginning until Lecha Dodi? And then Lecha Dodi isn't a psalm. How many psalms technically before Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos? I'll give you a hint. It's the exact number of days you have in the week.
Seven.
Six, and Mizmor Shir is the seventh. So really, each psalm corresponds to another day of the week. We are building up towards the Shabbos. And if one were to look in depth into the psalms, each psalm has a secret correspondence to the day. It's as though you're taking that day you just passed and uplifting it towards Shabbos. You're saying a psalm corresponding to Sunday, uplifting your Sunday so it leads you into Shabbos. And then the next psalm uplifts your Monday. Until finally you hit the final psalm, which uplifts your Friday that you're coming out of. And then you go into Lecha Dodi and then Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbat, the Shabbos. And so many will tell you that when you say Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbat, that's when you accept the Shabbos. Because the first six were just to uplift the first 6 days. And that's really what takes in the Shabbos. That's nice. But nowadays, most shuls say Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos after sundown. So the Shabbos already settled in. What are you doing? You got to accept Shabbos before it settles in. So technically, a person can accept Shabbos with his own mouth, with his own thoughts. A person can say, I'm accepting Shabbos now. Many will say that when we say Boi Kala Shabbat Malkita, at the end of the Lecha Dodi, we end Boi Chala, Boi Chala. So many add the words Shabbat Malkita. Who is the queen? Who is the bride we're talking to? Shabbos the queen. So then you're accepting Shabbos by saying that. But if you don't know what you're saying, you're not accepting Shabbos, right? If you're just singing and reading the words, you have no idea what you said. You didn't accept Shabbos. So ideally, a person should say it. Once a person finished mincha, a person should say, I am hereby accepting Shabbos on myself. Yes?
English.
You could say it in English, yeah. Shabbos understands English too, yeah. So even if the sun is out, it doesn't matter. Once you've said that, you've accepted Shabbos, you could no longer do any work. Our custom is that on Friday night, we turn to the west, as we say, Boi Kala. We turn, according to one understanding is, we turn to see the sunset. We turn to the west, our shul is facing east, we turn to the west, because where the sun set, that's, so to speak, the indicator that the new day has come in, the Shabbos has come in. Others will tell you, you turn towards the entrance of the shul to accept as though Shabbos were the guest coming into the shul. He doesn't bring that. He just says we turn to the west.